Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Yes, Kevin. I got a charge on my visa for your company, and I have no idea what you are or anything. I'm not familiar with your company at all. What do you sell?
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 more second while my system loads up, all right?
Okay.
All right, can I have your zip code?
96744.
Okay. And can I have your name?
Linda Dayag, D-A-Y-A-G.
All right. And can I have you, can you please confirm your shipping address?
47-461 Hui'iwa Street, number 6, Kaneohe, Hawaii.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. I can see that, well, back in October last year, you participated in a contest to win a Dyson vacuum machine, and you had to enroll to the Bites Hub meal planning app. It's an app that lets you count your calories and gives you recipe guides that you can follow.
I never asked for that, and I, if I'm not mistaken, last month I called and told them to cancel this.
Let me check that, all right? Give me 1 second. One more second, okay?
Okay.
I don't see any records of your...
Well, I don't want this. I never asked for it, and I would like it canceled. And I would like it to be credited again.
I don't see any records of your cal, ma'am.
Well, I can't help it if nobody recorded it, but I talked to somebody last month because I had no idea what this was.
Ma'am, we record all of the calls automatically. Do you have a cancellation code or something like that?
No, she didn't give me any. What person I talked to didn't give me any number or anything. Just said it would be taken care of and I would get a credit.
Ma'am,
I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're saying that you called us, it probably was someone else because I don't have any records of you calling.
I'm sorry you don't have a record, but I would like it canceled because I know nothing about your company and I've used nothing from your company.
I can go ahead and cancel this account, ma'am. Don't worry about that. I mean,
and
it's
I would
possible.
Like credit for this month.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't. This month wasn't charged, ma'am.
I have the bill right here. Let me get it here.
It's declined. Your card was declined.
Okay. All right, you charged me on the 29th of December, and I called then, and it was supposed to be canceled. And then my last bill just came, and I got billed $39 again for the 31st of January.
Okay, ma'am, that wasn't processed at all.
Well, it's on my bill here. The 31st of January, Smooth Fit Systems Com, Texas, $39.89 on the 31st of January. I'm looking at the bill right here. I have it in my hand.
That was stopped, ma'am. But you didn't call us. I'm sorry. I don't have any records of your call.
Well, I'm sorry you don't have it, but let's not argue about it because I did call, but I want to be credited.
I can't do that, ma'am. The most I can do is just cancel your account so you don't get any more charges. It's like going to the gym. You pay for a subscription. If you decide not to go, you still had to pay the subscription.
I never asked for this. May I speak to your supervisor, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
I mean, they're the ones who tell us what to tell you, but okay. You're just going to have all this conversation all over again.
Okay, that's all right. I don't mind.
So what's the difference, man? I don't understand.
I would like to speak to the supervisor, please.
All right. Give me one more second, all right?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. There you go. You're going to be on hold for 1 second, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, talk to my supervisor. I hope he can help you.
I hope so, too.